Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know this is your boy, Mr. AKOG Radio, man. We back at it again on this Monday. It's Madness Monday. I guess we survived a weekend. I can honestly say that the weekend was rather slow, but I mean, it is what it is, man. And hopefully, we got the last of our snow. I'm going to knock on wood. Hopefully, we got the last of our little snow situation. It's going to warm up a little bit. Warmed up a little bit, man. You know, we in the little 30s. And what is it about us in Chicago that when it get above 25 degrees, we feel like that's warm? In other cities, they about lose their mind. They still feel like it's frosty, snowman, cold outside. But to us, as Chicago Midwest people, we feel we get some 30 degrees with a little sun. We act up. We like, well, we out here. We in these streets. It is go time, go time, go time. Man, look, man, I got a lot of stuff to get to today, man. I got a lot of good music. I got a new joint from my man Sinatra and my man Easy O'Hara, man. It's called Something. Same thing. My bad, it's called Same Thing. Definitely, y'all want to check that joint out, man. I'm probably get to that joint probably about 8:30-ish. You know what I'm saying? But I got something that I'm tripping on. It's a more basketball, I mean, a more sports situation, but it still has a situation that goes with what I'm tripping on. Or the question of the night is, I know a lot of people saw the situation with Cam Newton and the young senior in high school that was at his camp or jamboree for his flag football in flag football, like league or a tournament that he holds for these high school kids. And the situation was, when I get into it, man, just more so about how the kid was more, I don't want to say heckling or just really trying to be disrespectful towards Cam Newton, man. So it's more so I'm going to get into why that was, what the situation was, my opinion on that situation, because I know a lot of other people talked about what's on the situation. But my question of the night is, as if you are a parent or uncle, auntie, whatever, and you have kids around, is there a situation where you tell these kids that, no, I'll get it like this. Question of the night is, do kids know their place nowadays? Are you trying to be your kids or niece, nephew, friend, or are you trying to be the adult in the room? Because does the term that we used when I was a kid was more so of stay out of grown folks' business, stay out of grown folks' conversations. So my question of the night is, is that still an irrelevant thing to where your kids respect that they are not adults and they talk in terms or communicate or conversate with adults? You know, when adults having their conversations and kids be in that conversation, do you allow kids to be in adult conversations? That's going to be my question tonight. Y'all stay tuned. Keep it locked for OG Radio. All that good stuff, man. It's going to be fun tonight. We definitely going to hang out. Definitely got good music and everything else in between. So definitely keep it locked for OG Radio, man. We definitely want to do that. And like I said, there's more stuff to come on OG Radio. Like I said, what I'm tripping on. We got updates on sports, music, entertainment, and everything else of that notion. So keep it locked here to OG Radio, man. We have a great show for y'all tonight. We definitely doing this Monday night, man. Got a little warm. So, you know, y'all hanging out with me tonight. And definitely y'all want to get in tune with that. Like I said, I got a lot of entertainment news as well to cover. There's a situation where I think, Boosie Badass had something to say about Megan Thee Stallion. Was it Megan Thee Stallion? No. Lori Harvey and I guess her and her past relationship. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why he's speaking on another man's relationship. I mean, that's who, you know, Michael B. Jordan want to be with. By all means, let him and her be happy. Her past is her past. Man, if you want to bring up somebody's past, it is what it is. You know, so everybody got they split opinion on situations and things that go on. But at the end of the day, man, it's those people's relationship. It's their situation. So let them be them, man. That's all I can definitely say, man. Definitely let them be them. If they happy, they happy. They ain't, they ain't. It is what it is. But who are you to tell somebody what it is and what it ain't? And, you know, if Michael B. Jordan happy with Shorty, man, let him be happy. That's kind of how I feel about that. But it's a long show, and we got a lot of stuff to get into, man. So it is what it is, man. I see that a lot of schools in the Chicago area, well, one or two schools are going back to having kids in the classroom. How do y'all feel about that as well? How do you feel about kids going back to school? I saw on the news that Proviso East is going back to school. I feel like, you know, like I said, you don't never know what this situation with this coronavirus. I don't know how people are viewing this or gauging this situation. But, hey, I mean, if you feel safe enough to have your kid out here going to school and, you know, being around kids, because some people say kids do need that structure of being in school. Some parents just dropping their kids off because they ain't a babysitter. So, I mean, it could go any way. I honestly, who are we to judge? Who are we to say whatever? But at the end of the day, do you feel safe with these kids in school? I don't know. Also, man, I got other news, man. It's popping out, man, that I want to speak on, too. This 6ix9ine character, bro. I mean, I don't know what to say about Buddy, y'all. I just feel like he just reaching. And when you got certain protections of certain people, when you got certain situations or a certain way that you're protected, I mean, you can kind of say what you want to and just do some outlandish stuff. I just feel like this guy 6ix9ine, you know, he understands, you know, who and how he's protected. He understands, you know, he does his homework on these artists that he's attacking, and knowing that they either got priors or whatever they had going on. But my thing is this, man, just let that man just fizzle into oblivion. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just don't understand, like, what is his purpose? Like, I never liked his music. I'm just saying, it's like, I wasn't a fan of his music. I'm just going to be admitting that, to be honest. I never was a fan of his music. I just never took on to that wave, man. I mean, and then for him to go to jail and just start telling on people. I mean, I don't know, like, because they say he told on a lot of people. But I don't know, like, it was like, you know, some of them were memes. Like, they was like, oh, he told on this, he told on. But to the real people he told on, and everybody's talking about, oh, man, he out here talking reckless, bro. He ended the end, and he doing all this. You want to know why he out here talking reckless? Because the people that who really would have touched him up or really tried to get at him, he put all of them in jail. And people go, oh, man, did they feel for his life? Whatever reason he went on ahead and hit him with the Nino Brown, I'm going down. I ain't going down by myself. I ain't the real leader, whatever, you know, CMB. But there's no way in the world somebody like him got a record that he has, been to jail, been locked up, doing all this stuff, and he out here dissing dead rappers and people, and you think that he would just don't care? Or he just understands what type of protection he has, so he can be like, yeah, I can say what I want to. And some people, to be honest, know that he can say what he wants to because of how and who he's protected by. You know what I'm saying? Some people trying to ignore him. Some people just like, I can't ignore him. Bro, it's like, ignore that man, bro. That hurts more than you responding to him. But, I mean, you can't tell everybody what to do. But all I think I advise y'all to do is be safe in the streets, man, to be honest. Because I feel like dude ain't worth it. Like, period. He not worth the period. But some people, you know, feel like he is. But regardless of the situation, man, with the whole 6ix9ine situation, it's, man, look, I honestly, it's like, something like that, man, just don't make no sense. It's like, you, look, somebody really going that hard and really acting a fool like that and doing all this stuff and getting the altercation, they ain't there one time, got arrested, got, you know, nothing. So, I mean, it speaks for itself, man, to be honest. It really does. But if y'all comfortable with it, man, it is what it is. That's on y'all. That's on the people that he came across, had problems with, had beef with. So, you know, so one of these days, these people going to wake up about that situation. But I realized, leave that, let that die. But some people can't, man. It's hard. But yeah, man, that's it's more news that I have, man. We're going to keep it locked here on OG Radio, man. We have a lot of music coming up. So, yeah. That's definitely what it is, man. So, like I said, I'm going to get into some music, man. Right here on OG Radio, man, we're going to, you know, keep doing what we do. Keep it lizard. And like I said, man, we got what I'm tripping on, man. We got the topic of the night and everything else in between live here on OG Radio with your boy, Mr. AK, man. Like I said, this is my last week hanging out with y'all, man. Man, I'm going to miss y'all. But I'll be back when I be back, man. But like I said, Radio Railroad will be returning sooner than later. So definitely keep it locked for that, man. Definitely make sure y'all support and everything that he got going on, man. I know he's doing a lot of things right now. So we definitely appreciate all the hard work he's putting in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna play some more music, man, like right here, OG Radio, man. Y'all keep it locked, man.
Rain. Hungry and counting the money, yep. We're counting the bank, keep our tummy tucked. Hungry and counting the money, yep. We're counting the bank, keep our tummy tucked. Hungry and counting the money up. We counting our best, keep our tummy tucked. She cuffin' her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuss. You beefin' with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We hungry and counting the money up. We counting our best, keep our tummy tucked. She cuffin' her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuss. You beefin' with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. You beefin' with when you get all of us. She say it ain't fair, we don't get no fuck. You tough on that app like you really cut. You talking too much, but we really clutch. Got bro in the cup with the semi-tuck. She came with a nigga, hit goofy fuss. They calling for peace, ain't no truce with us. Couple bands on her head, you know money fuss. They hiding in shots in the block again. Check the scope, cause they know that we up again. Bro tried to hit his head, but he ducked again. I'm blessed with the aim, cause I hit his man. I know that they lonely took all their friends. So it's safe to say that we crashed out again. We crashed out again, we crashed out again. Damn, we crashed out again. They talking too much, turn our bully up. When we come around, them hoes shutting up. They cap for that app like they really tough. They ain't come with no heart, them hoes scared of us. We duck in the feds, you know safety first. But we was raised up to stay dangerous. So it's cancel the bitches, they play with us. A Glock with a dick, it's a beam for us. We hungry and counting the money up. We counting our best, keep our tummy tucked. She cuffin' her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuss. You beefin' with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We hungry and counting the money up. We counting our best, keep our tummy tucked. She cuffin' her nigga, he wanna fuck. No cash on deliver, send money fuss. You beefin' with when you get all of us. No pressure at all, we don't get no fuck. We don't get no fuck, we don't get no fuck. Ain't no pressure at all, we don't get no fuck.
Starting a man 100 grand a man right now. Niggas mad cause I'm getting grands right now. Smoking on the loudest of them strands right now. Tried to fuck up a nigga, please, I'm back down. All I know is money, all I know is money. Shorty sexy thing, I'ma get a scummy. Shorty say she love me, shorty say she love me. I am not a dummy, bust up on the tummy. I ain't with the drama, fuck a baby mama. Son of chasing commas on my mama's mama. Money calling me, money calling me. Came with 50 niggas, all I need is me. All I need is me in a VIP, rolling up the tree. I don't need you weed, thinking it's a joke. Nigga, you will see, all black stuff. Like my bitch Creed, had to switch it up to my Ari thing, got my bands up. Fuck a foreign thing, I'ma ride clean. In anything, 26 is high, nigga. Nigga, fuck you mean? In my twizzy jeans, I'ma crack the scene. Belly off the lean, all we smoke is green. Drug money green, when I hit the scene. Red diamond shit, blow everything. When I hit the club, bitches so amazed. Stun the killer stage, before I hit the mic. It's a Miller Lite, I'm about that life. Try to blow my knife, stomp them in my mic. Stun a man 100 grand a man right now. Niggas mad cause I'm getting grands right now. Smoking on the loudest of them strands right now. Try to fuck up a nigga plan. I'm back down. Stun a man 100 grand a man right now. Niggas mad cause I'm getting grands right now. Smoking on the loudest of them strands right now. Try to fuck up a nigga plans. I'm back down.
I'm just living life. I'm just living life. I'm
just living life. Getting bad, bitch, you flexing. You a real nigga, bitch, you flexing. Cause a real nigga don't say shit. They only about that act. Son of man, I get it cracking. Fuck a op, bitch, with a passion. Catch a nigga when he lacking. I'ma pump a nigga like I'm mashing.
phony nigga, bitch, you plastic. Bitch, you with these hands, that's a classic. My whole team about action. Don't touch my blood if you ain't matching. Sexy bitches in a mansion. She gon' wrap the carpet like Aladdin. Bustin' up some Princess Jasmine. Stun a man 100 grand with the axe. Stun a man 100 grand a man right now. Niggas mad cause I'm getting grands right now. Smoking on the loudest of them strands right now. Tried to fuck up a nigga plans, I'm back down. Stun a man 100 grand a man right now. Niggas mad cause I'm getting grands right now. Smoking on the loudest of them strands right now. Tried to fuck up a nigga plans, I'm back down.
I put my best foot forward, cause I'ma take it. My heartbeat's chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got that dedication. These broke niggas called really racing. Trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind. That is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine. But don't be crying. When I'm there, cause I'ma make it mine, make it mine. You niggas wonder what I'm rooting for. I've been to war, I got the scars, now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me, including family. Now you bitch niggas can't see. Thought a bad bitch wouldn't see you. I make moves like a real dude. I'm too rude, they say. Why am I, you got such an attitude?
Never care.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up. Cause this world is real fucked up. And I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day B-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. This the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you paying my bills. Showing me thrills or buying me meals or giving me chills. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
Middle fingers in the air.
coming from the motherfucking shy. Family block 139, that's where a nigga ride. It was Nelson block, so you know a nigga fucking lie. But the nigga used to sneak the family all the fucking time. Creeping through the back door and late at night, he used to tear me up whenever that I see my mama cry. She was like, look, son, I don't wanna see you die. Go and get that money, son, get back on your grind. I can't trust no new nigga, cause these niggas lie. Now I'm in the fucking booth screaming, free my guys. Rest in peace to all my niggas that have motherfucking died. When I lost my homie Rivers, you know that I lost my mind. No killers that kill killers, the niggas do the crimes. All my niggas that got gun, my niggas talk the nines. I can't say they names, or then they'll catch that time. That's a different story, nigga, fuck it, never mind. Thinking to myself, like, why these niggas envy? I just really want a milli. I was never fucking winning, wanna catch me down bad. Wanna see a nigga slipping. I was worse than you, nigga. I was the brokest in the building, I admit it. Never had it, but I wanna get it. When I shoot my shot now, I know I can never miss it. Used to fuck with you, you was my nigga. I can't fuck with you, cause you moving different.
Hey, y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Like I said, man, we back in the building. We still kicking it. I'm on my Snap hanging out, man. Like I said, hit me up on my Snap at Mr. AK38, man, around 9 o'clock. I'm going to definitely let y'all know what my topic of the night is, what I'm tripping on, and all that stuff. So, man, y'all can definitely tune in, chime in, let me know how y'all feel about that topic of the night. Basically, my topic of the night is kids and them being involved in grown folks' conversation, as we say it. Some people think that's cute. Some people still go by the old school rules where it's a kid should be in a kid's place. And, you know, definitely letting the kid know that, you know, stay out of grown folk business, you know, all that good stuff. And so how you feel about that? Because it all stems from the Cam Newton situation over the weekend, where Cam was hosting a tournament that he hosts annually, flag football 707 tournament for a lot of up-and-coming high school kids. Freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. Well, I think he has an 8th grade division, too. I'm not 100% sure. But the situation was that the kid came and was being very disrespectful, you know, saying some things about Cam Newton. But we're getting into that a little bit later at 9 o'clock, man. So right now we're finna get into this new joint from my boy Sinatra featuring Easy O'Hara. It's called Same Thing. Live right here, OG Radio. You already know what it is. It's not an official world premiere. It's just world premiere on OG Radio. Like I said, man, definitely tune in. Check it out. Get it tuned. Swimming with AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. We do the dang old thing, man. So tune in. Check it out, man. And make sure y'all.
Hey, whatever you niggas on, we on that same shit. Huh? Look, we not in the same lane. But if you want a problem, bitch, I want the same thing. I'm just out here trying to maintain. If I say fuck you, they say fuck you. It's a game thing. Oh, you come from nothing, I come from the same thing. Rollie shopping now, I want me a plain Jane. Look, we not in the same lane. But if you want a problem, bitch, I want the same thing.
These niggas popping that whole shit when they know they ain't gon' slide. Slide from a dog, real nigga talk. We the reason ops don't come outside. Clapping on that gram like we forgot that shit you did. Now we ain't play no hockey, but we sliding with them sticks. Man, that nigga feel anemic. All of a sudden got me freezing. I be chilling with the demons. We just scored, we on defense. I done ran out of rubber bands. Got a bad bitch from the motherland. I got shorties in the streets working. I ain't gotta touch another ground. I be out here stunting, so I know these niggas won't slouch me. I be off some purse, they ain't around, and I be grouching. I'm cruising up on 90, trying to trap 100,000. Private communities, we came away from public housing. Yeah.
Look, we not in the same lane, but if you want a problem, bitch, I want the same thing. I'm just out here trying to maintain. If I say fuck you, they say fuck you, it's a game thing. Oh, you come from nothing, I come from the same thing. Rollie shopping now, I want me a plain Jane. Look, we not in the same lane, but if you want a problem, bitch, I want the same thing.
Look, I be really cool until it's beef, then I'm a savage in this clip. Oh, have them shaking like a June bug challenge. Oh, love.
Rather don't need it, but still have it. Tools all in the jacket. I'm Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah.
I made it in they face like some hibachi. I'm comfortable around this bitch like a hirachi. I got a door to defeat and let them try to stop me. They gon' get these shots like they the dopest paparazzi. I just live what I spit in my reality shows and fuck some bitches that you saw on them reality shows. Couple years ago I was broken, this shit was failing. Now I only keep them blue notes with me, I'm Harold Melvin.
Bart.
Look, we not in the same lane, but if you want a problem, bitch, I want the same thing. I'm just out here trying to maintain. If I say fuck you, they say fuck you, it's a game thing. Oh, you come from nothing, I come from the same thing. Rollie shopping now, I want me a plain Jane. Look, we not in the same lane, but if you want a problem, bitch, I want the same thing.
Hey, like I said, man, it's the new joint from my boy Sinatra featuring Be Easy. It's called Same Thing. Y'all already know, man, if y'all want to hear more of that joint, man, definitely make sure you call in 516-666-9826 or go to any one of my social media pages, OG Radio Facebook page. We the page with the boombox. Also, go to my Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Mr. AK38. You see OG Radio. Let me know what song you want to hear. And I definitely got y'all, man. Keep it locked here, OG Radio, man. We still doing our thing. So definitely shout out to Snatches. Shout out to my man B Easy for that joint, man. Like I said, man, it is what it is, man. We do here, OG Radio. And like I said, it is not a world premiere. It is world premiere on OG Radio, man. So definitely, definitely, definitely keep it locked here on OG Radio, man. You hanging out with your boy. Like I said, man, my topic of the night coming up at 9 p.m. Also, what I'm tripping on and everything else in between, man. So right now, we're finna get some of my music to my boy, Mello the Gutter Man. Shout out to Mello, man. Mello the Gutter Man, always showing love, always holding down the team, everything else like that, man. This is one of his joints that I played on my mixtape, Music for Love Volume 2. So this joint here is called We Shouldn't Be Loving. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Let's get it, man.
How can something so bad, feel so good, act like we mad, but we know we good. We know this is wrong,
so wrong,
but it feels
so right,
you tell them good morning, I tell her good night, oh, we shouldn't be fucking, girl, we shouldn't be fucking. Girl, we shouldn't be fucking. Girl, we shouldn't be fucking. We know
this is wrong,
but it feels so right.
So right.
You tell them good morning,
good morning.
I tell her good night. Oh, we shouldn't be fucking. Girl, we shouldn't. Got a man,
got a man,
and I got a woman, If they find out what we doing, then we know it's gonna be something, Cause I don't wanna leave her, and you don't wanna leave him. So we can't be together, but whenever we together, we feel like we don't need him. The way I put it down, got you calling my name. You screaming, you scratching, you moaning, these moments at home ain't the same.
No.
I love when I'm inside it, cause you know how to ride it, you know how I like it. In and out, put my fingers in your mouth while you slipping and sliding. He texting your phone and she calling me. My hands on you, you on top of me. One of us answer, we gotta leave. So I'ma say that I was asleep. And he sent the text you never received. And that's what it's gonna be. Girl, I can't believe.
How can something so bad,
feel
so good,
act like
we mad,
but we know
we good.
We know this is wrong,
so wrong,
but it feels
so right.
You tell them good morning,
good morning.
I tell her good night. Oh, we shouldn't be fucking. Girl, we shouldn't be fucking. Girl, we shouldn't be fucking. Girl, we shouldn't be fucking. We know this is wrong, but it feels so right. You tell them good morning, I tell her good night. Oh, we shouldn't be fucking.
We shouldn't be fucking, baby.
Girl, we shouldn't be fucking.
We shouldn't be doing the things we do.
Thank you. radio love, radio love. Listen for the radio. You can be my radio love. Don't turn it up. It's just you and me and the airwaves up above. You're my radio love, radio love. Listen for the radio. There's no static up in here. Feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby. Just turn on your favorite station. I got to admit I can no longer be patient. I need you in my room. We'll listen to some tunes. So let's get it on. Sings Marvin Gaye. I'm about to help you experience ecstasy. My baby, we could do it either way, whether a smooth jazz joint or a top 4 day. You're my
radio love,
you're my
radio,
you're my
listen for the radio. You can be my radio love. Don't turn it up. It's just you and me and the airwaves up above. You're my radio love, radio love, listen for the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby.
Boy, put your favorite records on. Yeah, yeah. You're like Jodeci, poetry. Your body's calling me. I'ma pick up the phone, yeah. AM, FM, don't matter, boy, I'm focused on you and I tonight.
Above. You're my radio love, radio love. This one for the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby.
Hey, my baby.
This song goes
you
out to all the lovers.
My
all around
radio
the world.
Love.
Yeah.
You.
Above, you're my radio love,
radio
love. Listen for the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby. Radio love, radio love. Listen for the radio. You can be my radio love. Don't turn it up. Just you and me and the airwaves up above. You're my radio love, radio love. This was for the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby.
You are mine and I wanna. You are mine and I can listen to you. Long, yeah. You are mine, and I wanna. Oh, you are mine, and I can listen to you all night.
know we ain't there yet. I have one request. I need you to fly, fly, get here quick. I need you to fly, fly, get here quick. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I've been a ball of emotions. I need to be your focus. I need to know if you're on this, cause I need you to fly, fly, get here quick. I need you to fly, fly, get here quick. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know this sound outrageous. Make my body famous. Touch me in all the places you like to explore, navigate it. You got me over here waiting patiently. I need you here with me, cause I need a tune-up, tune-up. Texting, hoping you up. What you doing, come to love. I ain't had a all night in a while. I need you to be up on that midnight pull-up, pull-up. I need a tune-up, tune-up. Texting, hoping you up. What you doing, come to love. Oh, did I fail to mention, my body needs your attention. Touch all of my dimensions, a physical intervention. You could relieve this tension. It could be so conventional. I need you in control. Remember all I spoke, I'm with all the smoke. I need it right now, right now. Where you at? Come now, come now. I need it all night with you. Yeah, I need it all night with you. I ain't had an all night in a while. I need you to be up on that midnight pull up, pull up. I need a tune up, tune up. Texting, hoping you up. What you doing, come to love.
Shrooms get the cream, cream. Bad bass causing wet dreams, dreams. From the other side, it's like suicide if you ain't got the plug on the key. Air bitch in the hood, answer to me. Talking money, I'm the one that you speak. From the crooks, the commas, to the checks and dollars, ain't there, bitch, fucking with me.
How many motherfuckers finna stop me? It's murder over here, nigga, Cropsy. Take a chance, roll the dice with the Yahtzee. Got the balls, better dog, got the Mozzie. By the motto that he say, fuck bitches. Get money over niggas, get the riches. Paper or plastic, what's the difference? Commas make a holler, make a drenches. Precipitate, I'm making rain on these pussy niggas. Six figures, boomerang with the figures. Moraine color faces for the pictures. Heavy hitters, kingpins, car flippers. Drive slow to the rhythm of the old gay. Hitting blocks, making drops, nigga, all day. He say he love me for my hustle, I say touche. Said he breaking on these niggas, call him loose change. This is for the finesse. The dollars, the commas, the cards, and the checks. House full of mirrors, but I rarely reflect. Murdered by the meal, but I paid my respect. This is for the finesse.
Sometimes me a bad, me a walk where I come from. You can't take away my heart. I'ma go hard every chance. You can't take away my gain, my wisdom. Step on my lane, yeah, handgun. Big checks, big packs, and then some. We go hard, stock, can't put on. Yeah, yeah, keep calm. Keep calm. Keep calm.
Finish on them niggas, Nola.
Just being real, all my niggas fall ill. No chill, triple digits on the bill. And when the pyramids get to splitting lids on the red spread eagle for the kill. West side, get the money like Trife. East side, they gon' hit you with a price. Better take flight when them niggas ride tight. Shotgun, top gun, double barrel on the rifle. Yes, Lord, can a nigga get an amen? Make a thunder motherfucker through my rain dance. Blind to the bullshit, black Ray-Bans. Flippin' quarters on the line, Michael Strahan.
Yeah, shrooms get the cream. Fast cars and wet dreams. From the other side, it's like suicide if you ain't got the plug on the key.
Let me cop my bag, cause I'm here right now. Let me speak a little loud so you hear right now. Red eagle to the image real clear right now. Crooked smile worth about 100 mil right now. This is for the finesse. The dollars, the commas, the cards, and the checks. House full of mirrors, but I rarely reflect. Murdered by the meal, but I pay my respects. This is for the finesse.
Hey, y'all know this. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, Monday Madness Show, man. Y'all hanging out with your boy, man. I'm definitely hanging out right now, chilling with y'all. Man, it's been fun being back on the radio, man. Like, literally, like, consistent like I used to be, man. Definitely different, but, you know, definitely shout out to my team, Radio Rail, B-Trey, shout out to Genesis, shout out to my boy Ron B. You know I just shout my boy out, man. Definitely super producer in the building. Always doing great work. But nah, man, I definitely feel blessed to be able to still do this radio show after so many years, to give other people the opportunity to showcase their talent, to put, you know, stuff out there for them, to help their brands grow, man. So this is the big reason why I do what I do, or why I have continuously ran this radio station now as the program director. I just felt like it was a purpose, man, for this radio station. It's a purpose for everything that I do, man, and for me to still be able to have a platform to speak on a lot of things. And I feel like that I want to touch on every aspect, every situation, and everything that goes on. I just want to say it's a blessing, man, to be honest, man. It's a blessing to be able to do what I'm doing right now, to be able to, you know, topics that, you know, a lot of people don't want to touch, or topics that I should comment on, I do comment on. And I feel like that's the main reason for my radio show, man. You know, I definitely show love to the artists. I definitely show love to the R&B artists, regular artists, everybody, small people, small business people, big business, models, like people who are doing positive things. That's who we support. And it's just about who we are and what we do here at OG Radio, man. That's like the whole just up situation. It's the whole why we on the air and stuff like that, man. So definitely shout out to you guys, the fans who continuously, who've been supporting OG Radio for all these years, who've been supported when we weren't on the air live, when we were just doing old recordings or pre-recordings, and we were just posting them and people were still supporting. And to be honest, it was situations I didn't even know that people were still going back and listening to those old shows, man, and letting me know that what I built was able to stand on its own, to stand firm without, you know, any live shows or anything else going on, man. It was something that was amazing. Just like I'm watching the Bulls put the balls on the Rockets. This is 108-80 with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I had to get that out. So shout out to the Bulls, man, doing damage tonight in Houston. But also, still saying prayers up for people in Texas, Houston, Dallas area, that whole state. I understand things are getting better, but, you know, check on your loved ones that's in Texas, that's in Dallas. I got a few loved ones that live in the state. And like I said, via Facebook, social media, I have been able to, you know, just check their progression now. You know, definitely keep in contact with them. Try to do whatever I can to keep their spirits up, man, regardless of the situation. Just let them know that, you know, praying for them, you know, making sure, you know, stuff that's going on. So that's kind of what, you know, the situation is in Dallas, Texas. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of weird. Man, I didn't really know all about that stuff. But, I mean, yeah, it's crazy. And just to hear about what they governor did was crazy. Like, he slid to the Bahamas. Why? It was a crisis going on in your state, bro. You should leave your job immediately. Like, you just said, forget it. Hey, look, check this out. I'm going to drop off some waters. Sipping pass. Everybody get one sipping pass. Yeah, I feel like that was super messed up, man. But, like, dude, that's how you do your job? It's a crisis in your city, in your state. You the governor, you know what I'm saying, or mayor, whatever position you hold, and it's a crisis in your city, and they look for you for help, and you tell them basically Mortal Kombat, everybody for themselves. Bro, you don't need your job. You really don't need your job. Like, ASAP, you do not need your job. You might as well go ahead. When you come back home from your vacay and you was chilling, you need to resign or something, because that ain't right. And if you feel like you are right, something is physically wrong with you. I don't know what makes you think there ain't nothing wrong with you, but I feel like there's something wrong with you. If you feel like you can dip out on your own state while they're dealing with a crisis and you just keep it moving, think that works for the team, for the people, for everybody you rock with, man, that's not cool. You know, and for people who support that guy, y'all need help too. So, hey. I don't agree with it. So basically, I'm going to get into my topic of the night, man. So, first, let me give you the background of what happened, what led me to this topic. So, Cam Newton, everybody know who Cam Newton is. If you don't know who Cam Newton is, I will tell you, he is an NFL quarterback, a league MVP in the NFL. He's been to the Super Bowl, even though he lost. I mean, he's been a multiple time a Pro Bowler, all-pro NFL player. He's been a national championship winner with Auburn University. He won the Heisman that year. He won a national championship. Man, everywhere he's gone, he's won junior college. A national championship. I think he won a high school championship. So everywhere he's won, he's either won the championship or has a winning record. Outside of Cam Newton being a NFL player, he's also, you know, a father. You know, I don't know the kid's guy. I ain't gonna go into all that. He also gives back to communities that he's played in. So he's played for the Carolina Panthers for so many plus years and finished this season with the New England Patriots. Now, for that being said, of who Cam Newton is and his celebrity, Cam Newton has his own 707 flag football team, whatever you want to call it, and flag football team. So every year, every season, he does a tournament or has, you know, a little, you know, it's a season with 707. Season is where a lot of kids who come together from different high schools play together. It's like 707 pass a league situation like that, you know. And it was very intense, very competitive. We have some teams out here in Chicago as well, like Hero and Boom and such other teams. Now, Cam Newton hosts this event. He puts the money up. He recruits kids to play on his team. But he also gives other coaches and teams the opportunity to come to his camp or come to his tournament, play in the tournament, get to listen to Cam Newton speak. He also talks to the coaches, give them advice and everything else, anything else he can do to help not only these kids get an experience, to sharpen them skills, to it's so much other things I'm going to get into about it. But the situation was, if you ain't seen it, go to Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever. Just type in Cam Newton on YouTube or Google, and it's going to pop up because it's the most trending thing right now. So the situation at hand was Cam was coaching his team or he was doing something, and some random kid just started heckling him, just basically telling him he's a free agent. He's a free agent. Everybody know Cam Newton's a free agent. He signed a one-year contract. We all know that. Telling him that he was trash, he was a free agent, he's going to be broke, you'll be broke next year. And kid not understanding who can, I guess he wanted to make himself a viral sensation. He wanted to go viral. He wanted to do so many other things that I feel like he wasn't in his right mind. So Cam Newton addresses the kid. The first video shows Cam Newton like, hey, you know, but I'm rich, but I'm rich, but I'm rich. He's continuously saying that. He's like, man, where's your father at? Where's your father at? And I felt where Cam Newton was going with that situation. So they go back and forth for a minute, and the video cuts off. So then a couple hours later, another video surfaces where Cam Newton is not coaching. He is now, it's like, I don't know if the tournament is over with or is it like a break or whatever it is, but he finally catches up with the kid. It looks like the kid, his whole team is around, and the team that he played for, coaches are around. And Cam Newton is talking to the kid. He's like, man, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to ask you a question and whatever. Cam basically talking to him in a respectful manner and all the other stuff. And he says a line that kind of sticks out. He says, you made all these people come here. You made this crowd, but I'm trying to ask you a question. So he asking the kid questions like, who are you, you know, what y'all do today, what he did today. And the kid kind of couldn't say what I did. He's like, oh, YouTube me, Google me. Cam was like, no, I'm asking you right, you know, you tell me, what did you do today? Like, what did you do? How did you help your team win? You know, what are the things that you did or helped your teammates get? Cam really giving this kid, like, knowledge and game without – the kid even recognizing it. So the coaches step in. When his coaches step in, he's like, yo, this is a grown man. You know, he's trying to get his player to understand and, you know, break down where he went wrong at. And Cam was basically trying to defuse the situation. And I felt like Cam should just let that coach talk. Because Cam was like, no, we squashed it. But at the same time, I feel like one note for me was I think Cam Newton should have let that coach just speak because that coach probably knows that kid more than Cam does. Well, we know he does. And I feel like that coach was trying to teach that kid something at that moment. And it's been said that the kid apologized that situation. Also put a statement out on Instagram and social media. A lot of other talk radio shows said their piece about it. Basically, Stephen A. Smith said some things. A lot of other people said some things, whatever, and we're not getting into who said what or whatever said what. But my take on this situation is this. One, that kid was more concerned about going viral than appreciating and soaking up the knowledge that he was getting from that camp. Because there's not – there ain't no telling if there was any other NFL players there, ex-NFL players there, or guys who had been in the league for a couple of years. And instead of trying to soak up that experience and try to learn some of the tactics that got these guys from where he was at to the NFL, but instead he wanted to try to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? And me speaking as a Pop Warner coach, a person who has played the game for so many odd plus years, you know, Pop Warner High School, college, a little bit, some stuff like that, who played the game enough and coached the game enough to understand that kid was doing all the wrong things. And I feel like, to be honest, that he knew he was wrong. He knew who Cam Newton is. He knew Cam Newton's stats, statistics, everything about Cam Newton. Because Cam Newton is a black quarterback. So not only that, a black athlete. So when you see a person like that come and give back, you know, it shouldn't be nothing but all love. It should be, you know, something where people really value the situation. And I feel like that kid really fumbled the ball on that. And I really think that, one, his parents probably saw it. and went off on him. And I hope his father really gave, I'm not even saying like discipline him, like put his hands on, but really sit his son down and explain to him how he messed up. I feel like the coach probably sat that kid down and explained to him and looking at him like, what are you doing? You are blowing an opportunity. And that's terrible for that kid to ruin that moment. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, he can learn so much more than what he learned instead of trying to go viral. Kids like that, I'm not saying they bad kids. I'm just saying that those are the kids who look for attention by doing the bad, wrong situation. You know what I'm saying? He looked at, he didn't cherish that situation as a learning experience or a situation where he could have really got some knowledge by just being there and doing your job. Because I feel like as a coach, if I see that, number one, I'm not even going to be honest. I'm not even playing the kid the next game. Like, I'm just going to be 100% honest. And it sounded like he was a senior in high school. And I would have sat that kid and I would have talked to that kid and I would have explained to him, one, this brings me up to my topic of the day. One is, you don't talk to a grown person like that. I don't know who raised you like that. I don't know what you were trying to get out of that. But you're going to have to sit down and understand, like, know your place as a child. Even though you were in high school, you were a senior in high school, you were still considered a kid. You were a young teenager, but you are still a kid. So for you to even come as an adult like that, let alone Cam Newton is a coach, let alone this is his camp, so you're going to disrespect or trying to poke fun at somebody who's putting money on the table to allow you to come to this camp, this tournament, allow you to play against competition, allow this to be on YouTube so other coaches can see you and maybe get you more offers to go to college for free, get you a scholarship, a situation like that. So my situation, my thing is, I would have really sat that kid down and really explained to him, like, dude, you really, really put yourself in a bad situation. And to that point, yes, I would have sat the kid. Like, why would you sit the kids? Because I feel like kids nowadays, not all of them, but some of them don't, I'm not saying they place, but don't understand what it means when someone says, know your place and, you know, don't be in grown folks' conversation. So my topic of the day is outside of the Cam Newton situation. And like I said, I would have definitely broke it down to that kid, because me as a coach, you're a reflection of our program. You're a reflection of what we represent, where you from. And for you to act like that, that's a reflection on me as a coach. So people looking at me like, who is this coach? Who is this coach? And they find out who the coach is, and they're going to be like, do you tolerate that in your program? So not only are you making yourself look bad, you are making your teammates look bad, you're making the coaches look bad, and you're making the organization in which you play flag football for look bad. They think that's how all our kids are. So, you know, that's a bad thing. And I would have really told the kid, like, bro, you don't understand that some of the, as of right now, you went viral. You're a senior in high school with a pandemic, and you trying to get tape out here, and this is what every coach is going to see. There's going to be a lot of coaches who probably was high on you that no longer want to offer you, not because you don't have the talent, because you are immature. You are not ready to be a college athlete. You are more concerned about yourself. It's so much other things I could say, but honestly, man, a lot of coaches are going to be turned off about you. And me as a coach, I'm not going to sugarcoat that situation. I'm going to tell any college recruit that comes in here to talk to that kid, they're going to ask about that situation point blank, period. So that kid's going to have to answer to this situation, not just for this week, a couple of days, for his professional football like career going forward. So that kid really put himself behind the eight ball as a senior trying to get recruited. Now, don't get me wrong. He may have a lot of, I don't know the kid, but he may have a lot of offers. If he's at a camp like that, that means he's kind of elite. You know, because I feel like a lot of those kids that Cam Newton grab are elite kids. So if you're playing against elite competition and you do something like that, don't know coach wouldn't take a chance on you. Or it's going to be a real, real, real pushy, touchy situation about you being, you know, a part of somebody's organization or somebody's, you know, going to somebody's campus and a coach trusting you to not try to be viral everywhere you go. So, like I said, at the end of the day, I feel like that kid really, 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 I'm not going to say blew his chances, but really put a real bad stamp on how coaches, how recruiters look at that kid. Because you was trying to make a statement or be funny or whatever you want to call it, but at the end of the day, I don't know too many coaches who are going to want a kid like that, who's going to go out there and do that and try to be a me person. So on the football and the coach level, yes, I do not agree with what the kid did. I hope that coach really set him down. I hope the coach did not play him for the rest of that tournament, just for that game, just for the next game. Because you caused a whole distraction that we did not need. We're trying to focus and get better every day we step on the field. Yeah, I know I'm rambling. This is Coach Pete. This is what happens when it's football and situation. I just get in coach mode. So, you know, I'm in my mode for a coaching situation, plus it's football. So I'm really in my mode. So to go behind that, to say these kids nowadays, I see a lot of kids who are in, like, it's a perfect situation. It'll be a kid, and let's say their parents having a party, and it's kids that's talking in a situation or area or in the house or the room. Then it's adults' conversation. Now, a parent may ask the kid, hey, go grab me this and come back. But it's a situation where a kid will still hang around while adults are talking. I was always raised as don't be in grown folks conversation. Don't be trying to conversate with grown ups. You're not grown. So you just can't sit here and conversate with us like that. That's how I was raised. That's how a lot of people I know were raised like that. I don't know about these newer generational kids that I don't know if it's the parents to blame or is the kids to blame to where these kids feel like it's okay for them to sit into an adult conversation and talk to kids like that, or just have kids just be in grown folks conversation, have input on it or give their opinion on it. Because at that moment, you ain't been through that, so you don't know no better. You know. But is it just the way we were, like 80 babies, the way we were raised, that we were not to speak to adults like that? We were always taught to respect our elders and, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, stuff like that. I know that stuff don't exist no more, but my grandfather's 85, and I still say yes, sir, when he asked me a question or anything else like that, and I did the same thing with my grandma. So rest in peace to both of my grandmas. But the situation is it the parents' fault that these kids are talking to adults like this? Or is it the kids just feeling like they can, you being your kid's friend? So I don't know. It's like I said, it's a conversation that I wanted to have on OG Radio tonight. I'm probably going to repost it on OG Radio. I don't understand it, but it is what it is, to be honest, man. I don't understand it, but it is what it is, and that's how people think of it, whatever it is. So like I said, man, it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. So like I said, I spoke about the Cam Newton situation on OG Radio. We still live right now. We hanging out. Y'all can hit me up, 516-666-9826. But the question of the night is it the kids' fault or the parents' fault, the way these kids are being in grown folks' conversation, talking to adults and older people in any manner they want to, or just feel like that these newer parents are trying to be their kids' friends. And so they think it's cute that these teenagers be in grown folks' conversation, or they show lack of respect to, you know, parents. I don't know. Y'all can let me know. Hit me up, 516-666-9826. Or like I said, I'm going to post this on all my social media, so y'all know that it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. I'm still hanging out, man. Still kicking in. I get at y'all. So, I mean, it's a lot that goes into this situation. And to be honest, I feel like that ain't it. So that is what that is. I'll be back with more of that. Right now, if we can get to some more music, man, it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We in the building, man. Y'all already know what it is. Let's get it.
Yeah. I just want to take over the world.
Spirit clean, you know what I mean? Cause it's that all black music.
shit. I might get Delicious to walk through it. Yeah, I might get Morgan Freeman to talk to it. This the AR the war with Farrakhan influence. This that I can press a button, I can make a call. And show up in a pair of black Lonzo balls. Black oil in my veins, drenched in bright Milan. With a vegan Lapita, peep I'm at peace, God. Squares out the circle, only making G calls. You know your shit's thorough when the streets follow. Yeah, you know it's lucrative for Hollywood calling. Got a spot on Sunset, time to disrupt the market. The rebirth for Marvin, vision of Sam Cooke. When that King vibes, but I'm bringing the whole hood.
And we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Famous. I'm black in everything. Black bottles, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black steels, fall from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. All black, fully loaded auto. All black's the motto. Black on black, I'm from that block that got my heart cold. Mama told me never listen to an old fool. And OGs told me always keep an old school. New rules, pray them demons out your food, God. And when it come to your queen, never be too hard. Black dials, voodoo spells, and Ouija boards. Soul bomb, soul child, black on your vocal cords. When you incline, you never compromise your gifts. Shit, I wash my hands before I take a piss. Yeah, we gave you life, it's okay to admit. Man, I swear this content gon' be our independence. Black business delegating with the delegation. Discussing reparations for culture appropriation. Yeah, appropriately, and not the prorator. My girl got enough ass, I just need the 40 acres.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Famous. I'm black in everything. Black bottles, black women, black in my pinky ring. Black cars, black steels, far from a black king. Black whips, all black, black is the new fame. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black in everything. I'm black.
So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. You knew we used to rain, we already famous. So we gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it bankin'. Water down the culture, that ain't entertainment. Diamonds in my thoughts, not in your possession. You knew we used to rain, we already famous.
Y'all know what it is, your boy Miss AK OG Radio, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Like I said, topic of the night, man, definitely. Is it the kids' fault or is it the parents' fault on how these kids be in grown folks' conversations? Also, the fact that they just talk to adults any type of way, like they don't have no respect for them. Some people was telling me that it's the parents' fault because they like, ain't no way in the world my child gonna talk to me like that. And like the old saying says, some great person, African-American person said, I bring you in this world, I take you out. Now, just growing up in a household that I grew up in, I understood that at a young age. Not only the grown folks situation, don't be in grown folks, but the I take you out. Like, some people have gotten whoopings to where they thought they was gone. They checked out, went to the upper room, but they really didn't. It was just, they was in shock for a little bit, and they came back to life. But some people grew up in that house where they didn't get, like, whoopings, or they didn't get true discipline, like the timeout situation. So everybody different, man, but I just feel like, to be honest, no way in the world should a kid feel like he got the confidence to talk to an adult like that. Because I think it was on Martin's first stand-up or second stand-up. I'm not even sure which one it was. But he was like, man, you got to put fear in these kids hard from jump. Like, kid could be like 2-3 months old. You just wake him up. Hey, look here. Don't come out here starting nothing. This daddy, I don't play that. And it was funny at the time. But to think about it, like, yeah, you're not supposed to be your kid's friend. But you also want your kids to understand that, look, I'm the adult, you the kid, chill out. Point blank period. Like, that's just how it should be. But as they get older, they understand why, what happened in certain way that parents talk to their kids. But I think it's just a generation of parents really wanting to be their kids' friends so much that they let stuff slide. You know what I'm saying? And when they little, it's like, oh, that's cute, that's cute. No, that's not cute. Lil Riri, Lil Laquanda, Lil Junebug, Lil Ray Ray, that ain't cute. You know what I'm saying? That's not cute. Your kid should not know rap lyrics before ABC 123s. Your child should not know how to get on TikTok and twerk before they know how to do anything else. Don't get me wrong, it's a new age of kids, but certain stuff shouldn't be taught before other things are taught. That's all I'm saying. So, with that being said, man, I definitely do appreciate y'all hanging out with me once again. Like I said, it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. We in the building. I will definitely catch y'all tomorrow for Let's Talk Tuesdays. I may have a special guest. I may not have a special guest. I'm having fun just hanging out with just me, man. This is real fun for me. So, like I said, man, I'm finna get up out of here. Like I said at the end of all my shows, do what you love and love what you do, and the rest will take care of itself. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. So, definitely, I appreciate y'all hanging out with me, man, for the night. You know what I'm saying? So definitely appreciate everybody who tuned in. And like I said, tomorrow, man, we hanging out same place, same time. Y'all already know we getting it, man. So it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, do what you love. Love what you do and the rest of the game itself. I will catch y'all tomorrow. Let's Talk Tuesdays. Me and whoever else want to hang out with me, man. So it is what it is, man. I will holler at y'all tomorrow, man. Y'all be easy, man. Chicago, put the guns down, respect life. I'm out. Got a young nigga pill popping and a mole. Another nigga who ain't a stripper but keep a pole. These little niggas, they knocking holes like I'm a no. But my black.